Good morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. So you're joining me here on a Sunday morning, and it's a bright and early morning. It's 6:34 in the morning. It's the 22nd of July. Time is ticking on. And in recent days, we've had the awful tragedy of a very terrible shooting in America. It happened in Aurora, Colorado, and I don't want to name the guy because I've often felt the guy who gets named as the person who's done this tragedy then gets all the acclaim for it. So I'm not going to name him, but all I will say is that he went into the cinema dressed in kind of something over his face, dark clothes, gas mask, whatever, and taking pot shots at people, and it's just awful. You know, you allegedly walked in during a shooting scene, so that's why there was confusion. You know how loud it is when you're in the cinema. Gunshots are loud, so you don't know if it's that, if it's really what's going on, and it's dark, and no one knows. So it's an awful situation, and today I was on Twitter, and Jack Osborne, who is the son of Ozzy and Sharon Osborne, posted a picture onto Twitter, and it's him with this really big, big rifle. And I'm thinking, are you really that clueless to post a picture of that kind? Are you really that clueless that you don't realise that that is offensive to people? You know, I just don't understand it. Are they really just out of the loop that much that you don't think, hey, people are going to actually be upset about that or annoyed about that? And if I check, let me check his Twitter, because I used to follow him. I have now unfollowed him because it really annoyed me. And then he says, sorry about that, brain fart. However, guns don't kill people, people kill people. But if you use a gun, it does kill someone. So yeah, he's a crap. So that was a really intelligent Jack Osborne. And I unfollowed him because I did not want to be associated to such a person. And, you know, it's just, it's awful, isn't it? The whole tragedy is awful. You know what? I just don't understand. And not only did he kill and injure so many people, he booby-trapped his apartment, so whoever had come in through the door basically would have got killed. I don't know whether he was expecting a police officer or something. Or if he was expecting a police officer, I'm not sure why he would have admitted he booby-trapped his apartment or flat or whatever. I don't know. But maybe he got a pang of the old guilty conscience or something. I don't know. So, yeah. So that was kind of it. And actually, another thing that kind of annoys me, and that's kind of the tragedy that's happened and so many people injured and hurt and everything, and it's such a hard situation, and I think I'll never understand American gun laws and how easy it is to buy guns and ammunition and tear gas and anything else. I don't think I'll ever understand it, that, you know, you can go out, have a license or whatever, and have guns and buy guns, and, you know, if you're an ordinary person, why do you need guns, you know? If you have a gun, you're always going to have the potential, obviously, to use it and injure someone, kill someone. I remember, actually, while I went to clay pigeon shooting once, and I'd never gone before, obviously, and I had to hold this kind of gun. It's not like, you know, it's obviously just for clay pigeon shooting. I didn't like it. I just wasn't comfortable holding a gun at all. So, yeah, so that's the situation. And another thing that annoys me is when you're trying to reach someone on a mobile, and you ring them, and you ring them, and you ring them, and you ring them, and they just don't answer. Why do people do that? Why do people not answer their phones, or not care to answer their phones? Just never understand it. They obviously think that their life is more important than going out and having a great time and not making contact with friends and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I hate people who just ignore your calls. I hate people who ignore your messages. And then if it was the other way around, they'd be like, oh, why didn't you answer my call? Where were you? Why didn't you answer it? Did you, you know, blah, blah. Some people can be selfish. Some people can be thinking that their life is more important than yours and stuff. So yeah, I'm going to go back and watch the rest of my recorded programs and talk on Twitter and play my football management game because I'm playing in Wales. I've got a really funny game going, like leagues like Wales, Indonesia, Australia, Spain. Have I got somewhere else? Ireland, yeah. I don't think I've got Northern Ireland. I think that's about it, but it's a pretty funny game. So I remember I took over first at Kildare County, and it was impossible because they were like an amateur club, so you couldn't sign anyone under professional contracts and stuff, so you couldn't get anyone that was any good. It's funny though, but I left them when they got relegated. I didn't help them. You know, I knew I couldn't get them out of it because they're too far behind. So yeah, so I'm going to go and I will chat to you guys, one and all, very, very soon. Take care. Bye-bye and have a great Sunday. Bye-bye.